Have a blessing and welcome to all the precious brethren that are in the room. Brother Dick, I'm going to give you the chance to do a mic check before we begin. Babala.
Elaine, Tessie, and Mike, we're happy to be with you this morning from our home in Arkansas. God bless each of you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome once again to all of your families, those that are listening on the phone, and for those that will be listening to this recording on a later date and on the radio. Blessed Sabbath to each and every one of you on this February 27, 2016. This is lesson 168, entitled Peace Be Still, Part 4. The opening hymn for our study today is entitled A Shelter in the Time of Storm. This is number 528 in the hymn book, if you have it.
The Lord our rock, in Him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm. Secure whatever ill betide, a shelter in the time of storm. Mighty rock in the weary land, cool in shade, on a burning sand, faithful guide for the pilgrim's band, a shelter in the time of storm. A shed by day, defense by night, a shelter in the time of storm. No fears or love, no foe affright, a shelter in the time of storm. Mighty rock in a weary land, cooling shades on a burning sand, faithful guide for the pilgrim's band, a shelter in the time of storm. The raging storm may round us be, a shelter in the time of storm. We'll never leave our safe retreat, a shelter in the time of storm. Mighty rock in the weary land, cooling shades on the burning sand, faithful guide for the pilgrim's band, a shelter in the time of storm. O rock divine, O refuge dear, a shelter in the time of storm. Be thou our helper ever near, a shelter in the time of storm. Mighty rock in a weary land, cooling shades on the burning sand, faithful guide for the pilgrim's band, a shelter in the time of storm.
We draw new and bow our heads in our hearts. Oh, Father, I thank you for the Spirit to have this blessed day. I thank you for the Spirit to wake us up this morning. I thank you for the Spirit to have another blessed day. Forgive us all persons, our iniquities, and our oppressive spirits. Protect us where we go. Protect us in the things that we see and do. We must be able to always be thinking of others before thinking of ourselves. We must stay loyal to you so that we may be able to keep on giving honor to you also. Let us be shown what is true and what is false. Let us be able to keep on spreading the gospel, and if people even doubt them, let them be able to spread or understand soon, hopefully. Let us be able to always be negative. Let us be able to always be unselfish, obedient, noble, reverent, diligent, discerning, helpful, and faithful. Let us be able to avoid the temptations that the devil uses against us to turn us away. Even if us as we worship today's study, open our eyes for beautiful ones to enjoy. It's my prayer in this question.
Amen. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 8, verse 35 from the King James Version, and it reads, "Then they went out to see what was done, and came to Jesus and found the man, out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, we will continue with part 4 in our lesson entitled "Peace Be Still" in our study book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses, bubble up.
Sabbath lesson, Luke 8:37. Then the whole multitude of the country of the
Gadarenes
rounded about, besought him to depart from them. For they were taken with great fear, and he went up into the ship and returned back again. Luke 8:38. Now the man out of whom the devil were departed besought him that he might be with him, but Jesus said unto him, "Away, saying." Luke 8:39. Return to thy own house and show how great God hath done unto thee. And he went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him.
First John, Sabbath blessing everyone. First John 1:1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen in our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hand have handled of the word of life. 1 John 1, verse 2. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and be a witness, and show unto you the eternal life, which was with the Father, and it was manifested unto us. Amen. 1 John 1:3. What which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. Truly, truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. 1 John 1:4. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So today we will cover pages 339 through 340. Welcome to all the dear family that are joining us. We are in Desire of Ages, page 339. Bubble out.
Desire of Ages, page 339. The manifestation of supernatural powers aroused the superstitions of the people and excited their fears. Further calamities might follow from having this stranger among them. They apprehended financial ruin and determined to be freed from his presence. Continuing the next slide. Those who had crossed the lake with Jesus told of all that had happened on that preceding night, of their peril in the tempest and how the wind and the sea he had been stilled. But their words were without effect. In terror, the people thronged about Jesus, beseeching him to depart from them. And he complied, taking ship at once for the opposite shore. Desire of Ages, page 239, paragraph 4.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. Why did the manifestation of supernatural power arose in the people concerning the healing of the two demoniacs? And what other evidence was given for the people to trust in Jesus that could have brought salvation to them? If you know the answer to these questions, dear one, bubble up.
The superstitions of the people and
excited
their faith, their feather
fears
for
further. Calamities
that might follow from having this stranger
among
them that and those who had crossed the lake with Jesus told of all that had happened to the
on the preceding
night of their peril in the
tempest
and how the wind and the sea had been stilled, but their words were without effect.
Amen. Good job, dear Sister Janelle. Let's learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 27. Sabbath blessings, Aaron. Desire of Ages, page 339. The people of Gergesa had before them the living evidence of Christ's power and mercy. They saw the men who had been restored to reason, but they were so fearful of endangering their earthly interest that he who had vanquished the prince of darkness before their eyes was treated as an intruder, and the gift of heaven was turned from their doors. Continuing on the next slide. We have not the opportunity of turning from the person of Christ as had the Gergesenes, but still there are many who refuse to obey his word because disobedience would involve the sacrifice of some worldly interest. Lest his presence shall cost them pecuniary loss, many reject his grace and drive his spirit from them. And that was Desire of Ages, page 339, paragraph 2. And then it says on the slide, obedience is our gift to God, a result of love for him. Amen. Sorry, dear sister. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. What living evidence did the people of Gergesa have before them, and can we turn the gift of heaven from our doors as they did? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
Christ's power
and mercy.
And mercy.
They saw the
men
who had been
restored
to reason.
The power.
To vanquish.
The prince.
Of darkness.
Before their eyes. And yes.
There are many.
Who refuse.
To obey his word.
Because.
Disobedience.
Would
involve
the sacrifice
of
slaughter
some
worldly
interest
and chest.
Good. Amen. Good job, Layla. Let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, and this one is taken from the book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 24 and 25.
Now unto him that is able to keep
39. But far different was the feeling of the restored dominion,
the demoniacs.
Sorry. The desire of company and their deliverer. In their presence, they felt secure from the demons and had tormented their lives and wasted their manhood. As Jesus was about to enter the boat, they kept close to his side, knelt at his feet, and begged him to keep them near him, where they might listen to his words. But Jesus bade them go home and tell what great things the Lord had done for them. Desire of Ages, page 339, paragraph 3.
Christian boys and girls, mommies and daddies, how different was the feeling of the restored demoniac towards the Savior after their deliverance, and how they manifest their desire to be with him? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble on.
They desired the company of their deliverer. In his presence, they felt secure from the demons that had
tormented
their lives and wasted their manhood, and they kept close to his side, knelt at his feet, and begged.
So, blessing everyone. This is Sister Gina. Continue the reading, Desire of Ages 339. Here was the work for them to do, to go to the hidden home and tell of the blessing they had received from Jesus. It was heard from them to be separate from the Savior. Great difficulty was sure to beset them in association with their heathen countrymen, and their long desolation had disqualified them from the work he had indicated. But soon as Jesus pointed out their duty, they were ready to obey. Next slide, please. Continue to read it. Desire Ages 339. Not only did they tell their own household and neighbor about Jesus, but they went throughout Decapolis, everywhere declaring his power to save and describe how he had freed them from demons. In doing their work, they could receive the great blessing that if merely for benefits of themselves, they had remained in his presence. It is in working to spread the good news of salvation that we are brought near to the Savior. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What works did the restored man do after the Savior bade them to stay there? And what greater blessing did they receive? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
They were to go a heathen home, tell of the blessing from Jesus, tell their own households and neighbors about Jesus. But they went throughout Disciples. Mm-hmm. Wait.
Deapolis.
Deapolis. Everywhere declaring his power to save.
Desire pages 340. The two restored demoniacs as were the first missionaries whom Christ sent to preach the gospel in the region of Decapolis. For a few moments, only these men had been privileged to hear the teachings of Christ. Not one sermon from his lips had ever fallen upon their ears. They could not instruct the people as the disciples who have been daily with Christ were able to do, but they bore in their own persons the evidence that Jesus was the Messiah. Continuing next slide. They could tell what they knew, what they themselves had seen and heard and felt of the power of Christ. This is what everyone can do whose heart has been touched by the grace of God. John, the beloved disciple, wrote, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you." 1 John 1:1-3.
Question, boys and girls. What were the two restored demoniacs whom Christ sent to preach the gospel in the region of Decapolis? And can we do the same today? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up.
The first missionaries, they bore in their own persons the evidence that Jesus was the Messiah. They could tell what they knew, that they themselves had seen and heard and felt the power of Christ. And yes, this is what everyone can do whose heart has been touched by the grace of God.
Desire Vegas, page 240. As witnesses for Christ, we are to tell what we know, what we ourselves have seen and heard and felt. If we have been following Jesus step by step, we shall have something right to the point to tell concerning the way in which he has led. We can tell how we have tested his promise and found the promise true. We can bear witness to what we have known of the grace of Christ. This is the witness for which our Lord calls, and for want of which the world is perishing. Desire Pages, page 240, paragraph 1.
Amen. Great job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What must we do as witnesses for Christ, and what can we show we have been following Jesus step by step? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up.
We are to tell what we know, what we ourselves have seen and heard and felt, and we can tell how we have tested his promise and found the promise true. Bear witness to what we had known of the grace of Christ.
Amen. Good job, Sister Janelle. Let's learn our last scripture song together, that one's. And this one is taken from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3.
Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Beloved, now are we the sons of God,
Lord. It's story time. This is a difficult one, kids, but I'm going to try and explain it. And herein do I exercise myself, to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. Acts 24:16. I scratched my head a lot yesterday trying to figure out how to say that in a way that you could understand. What Paul is saying here is, I worship God according to the way that I was taught. And I have a clear conscience that I have not sinned against God. He was saying this in defense when he was being questioned. Strength of character consists of two things, power of will and power of self-control. Many youth mistake strong uncontrollable passion or anger for strength of character. But the truth is that he who is mastered by his passions or controlled by his anger is a weak man. The real greatness and nobility of a man or a boy and a girl is measured by his power to subdue his feelings, not by the power of his feelings to subdue him. If someone does something to make you angry, just resist being angry. That's easier said than done. Never should we lose control of ourselves. Let us ever keep before us the perfect pattern, that is Jesus. It is a sin to speak impatiently or fretfully, which means being cross, or to feel angry, even though we do not speak. We are to walk worthy, giving a right representation of Christ. The speaking of an angry word is like flint striking flint, and that makes sparks. It at once kindles wrathful feelings. If you speak angrily to someone, it makes others want to respond angrily. Never be like a chestnut burr. The chestnut trees have nuts covered with spines. In the home, do not allow yourself to use harsh, rasping words. That is, words that makes others angry. You should invite the heavenly guest, that's Jesus, to come into your home, at the same time making it possible for him and the heavenly angels to abide or want to stay around with you. You should receive the righteousness of Christ, the sanctification of the Spirit of God, the beauty of holiness, that you may reveal to those around you the light of life. Said a celebrated emperor or a famous ruler of Rome, when on his dying bed, among all my conquests, that is, battles that he won, there is but one which affords or gives me any consolation or comfort now. That is the conquest or battle I have gained over my own turbulent or violent temper. Alexander the Great, King of Greece, and Caesar, the Emperor of Rome, found it easier to subdue or control a world than to subdue or control themselves. After conquering nation after nation, they fell. One of them, the victim of intemperance, the other of mad ambition or a desire for gain. The highest evidence of nobility or Christ-likeness in a Christian is self-control. In the Lord's work, you are constantly in a school where you may learn lessons of self-control, of sanctified dignity or self-respect, of gentlemanly manners and behavior. Sons and Daughters of God, page 84.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you, dear Brother Deck. So we have come to the ending of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. Next week, we will end with part 5 in our study entitled Peace Be Still, of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear family, mommies or daddy little one, would like to have closing prayer, blah, blah, blah.
Could we all kneel and bow our heads for closing prayer? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy most precious name. Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning and guiding us and keeping us throughout the week. Lord, as I come to you on my bended knees, I just ask for your forgiveness of all my sins and my iniquities and everything I have done unknown and known, Lord. Just help me, Lord, to be more, have more faith when it comes to you, Lord, and just stand on you and stand on principle and just come to you with all things. And in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So next week, dear ones, by God's grace, that will be March 5th, 2016, we will continue with part 5. We will not thank all the dear family that participated in the reading. And may you continue learning and growing in Christ. We have the activity where everyone could participate and continue the dialogue. May God bless each and every one of you on this peaceful and blessed Sabbath. God bless everyone.